have a proposal for one of my colleagues to tonight's June 27, 2022 regular city council meeting. Will you all please rise for a short private invocation? For God's blessing upon this city and wisdom for our city council as we make our decisions. Now, if you please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now I'd like to go back one page and roll call. And all the council members, President and Maria, are you available on the phone tonight, Maria?
I am here.
Then I'd like to move to item 180, citizen input. And tonight, is there any residents or citizens who would like to address the city council? Okay. Now I'll move to our approval of our agenda tonight, which is item 2.
I'll make the motion to approve the agenda. $32 is invested back into the federal community.
And since the beginning of this partnership, we have been working on various elements of the city's regional water plan, along with several other endeavors. We have been preparing for a larger request that's coming by AM to ask for the city's partnership in the city's efforts to create a water treatment plant. Whether that ends up being getting a soft stuff or something else, we are getting up to have that necessary data from the AM water pilot. We need to back up whatever design the city pursues, and we are working with a delegation on that vision. The city also experienced a recent shift in representation with the 15 centers, Westwood delegation representing the city now. We have been preparing for this shift, so while also maintaining a strong relationship with our previous legislators from the 9th, who are still very much supportive of our work around the regional water plan. So just wanted to highlight the regional investments the city has seen thus far, and what we have been working on over the past several months to prepare for success in the future as well. So I can speak for both Brianna and myself when I say we certainly enjoy our partnership with the city and appreciate all of your involvement and staff support throughout the years. This dynamic has really proven to be successful. So thank you all for your support and collaboration. And with that, Brianna and I are happy to take any questions, or Brianna, you have anything to say as well?
I will just reiterate what you said, Holly, and that the partnership between our firm and the CFO has really just been wonderful. We've been able to work together to deliver the great successes for the fellow community, and we hope to continue that success for years to come. In addition, for you all tonight, it's just for how many years to come before you again with another contract renewal. So, with that, we'll turn it over to you to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tonight, we have the next item that we're going to discuss then is the non-out-of-order. It's a resolution of facility use agreement for the Columbia Basin Health Association Code.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Good evening, council. Tonight, Sammy wasn't able to be here, so I'm taking it for her. We have before you the resolution of facility use agreement for the CDHA Color Run. This event is taking place on August 27th. For those of you who aren't familiar with this event, the CDHA hosts this event to, it's called CDHA Run for Cause, and it's to raise awareness for childhood conditions. There's an expected attendance of 150 people, up to 500, and it's free to the participants. CDHA coordinates several color stops throughout their run route and the last two colors until they reach their destination. City staff review the application and ensure that the route is safe to the participants. There's not much to charge for this, it's just they're running through the street route, and the special event fee is $233, they pay the $150 processing fee, leaving a balance of $83. Courtney Martinez is here. She's the CDHA operation analyst. If you guys have questions for her. If not, we're looking for two motions, one to approve the resolution and the other to approve the facility use agreement.
Do you have any questions?
For Tanya, did CDHA charge us the program? Did they charge us for the use of the facilities for soccer, or was it just insurance?
No, we just showed them proof of insurance and then did
have to pay. And did not pay anything?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't think we did. I mean, we didn't mean that. They offered
the field
for
us. I would like to hear. Somebody else wants to make the motion again, but I'd like to include the way that still would use these further. In a gesture back to CDHA, of a wonderful facility, and it saved our bacon and the many kids that we have.
Right.
Take that back to whoever you tag yourself on back and be right here.
Is the city sponsor a booth for that? Or a color booth?
Yeah, the city has a station out front, and we're on their route. And so we're at the green color, and so we can, I think they, Courtney, maybe you can come with the microphone, please. So maybe you could describe to the council each particular booth they have. How does that work? The city is, I think we did it last year, and we're doing it again this year. Maybe you could
In 2018, when we started, each color represented a condition. We moved away from that starting in 2019 to be more encompassing of all childhood wellness and promoting that. There are six stations technically along the route. It starts with orange, it goes in Quest Park, I believe, and then blue, starting at high school. Green is actually Pioneer Park, sponsored by the U.S. Bank. And then we have pink, which is actually for the city, and not that. Purple is Anytime Fitness, and then it routes to the yellow station, which is sponsored by the Northern Mountains Town. We have three water stations along the way, and part of the agreement is to block a portion of 9th Avenue into Main Street, right by the main Hellcat Bakery. They've been a great supporter of the event. So we're hoping to have them back to the food center also, so this would be a good promotion of that local establishment. So pink would be for the city. We had Jackie, I believe, she already signed out, and she had a great time last year. We also have CBK volunteers that kind of round out. We always hope to have the sponsors provide all the volunteers, so the high school is providing all of them, which is great. Sometimes they can and can't, so whatever remains, we have CDHA employees volunteer for them. But the city is.
So we can do whatever. I mean, we can make a pond, we can do a balloon bridge, we could
500 pounds, so spread out from six, so there's a lot of powder paint. We already pre-fill them in giant squeeze bottles and staff, you know, put them out on, you know, basically splash all the runners. We get a mix of people who like it, we get a mix of people who don't, but it is a color run, so you have to choose to avoid the color. The most enjoy it, kids mostly really want that paint, so.
When you sign up for
a color run, yeah, I get a lot of feedback about the color, and I just reiterate, it's a color run, so. That's just fun. We have all color cannons at the end. We want to really go out this year, start fifth event, so try to go all out. So, yeah, you can be creative too.
No. I didn't make motion yet. I said someone else could if they wanted to, or I would.
Maybe want to make a motion to, are you saying to waive the remaining balance, or do you want to waive the whole thing? Okay. So I would make a motion to refund. Can I take that?
It's fine. If you just do a motion to waive the special event fee of $233, then I will automatically refund the $150 already paid.
Make a motion to approve?
To waive?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the facility use agreement between the City of Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Chamber of Commerce with a waiver of the special event fee in the amount of $233.
Okay, so I will take the
I'll correct my motion to the Oklahoma Basin Health Association in lieu of Greater Chamber of Commerce. That's what I get from reading straight from the paper. Motion made and seconded.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Now the resolution.
I'll make the motion to adopt resolution 2022-14 authorizing use of the city property Columbia Basin Health Association run for Saturday, August 27th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
So now we got arm wrestle Courtney, all of us.
No, I found on that.
Oh. Thank you.
Now, we go along in our jetty here, we're now going to do 4C.
Show what a happy little
thing. Abner has some information.
Coming to you with some news about RFI. We had a contract last night that our lawyer Eliza was back to them and figured out that they were trying to write a contract because some random they thought we didn't take the oath, so we didn't accept the oath, so they wanted to clear the contract. I said, we're just a state contract, this isn't what's the separate contract. So he agreed. He didn't know what that contract was about, so we estimated that contract. Now we're on state contract only, which is how we can do business with them. And so we went through and we edited our statement of work so that it included the 64 terabyte server instead of the 48 terabyte server. The 64 terabyte server would be on site here at City Hall. That would be a larger server that encompasses all the cameras. And then he shot me the quote back, or the statement of work at $264,096.17 plus tax. And that's the RFI camera system that includes our cameras at City Hall. That includes the cameras at Lions Park, at Warner Park. That includes 17,500 from Pocom and the fiber from Entry, which is 11,000. And that's four on the fiber terminating on each end for each camera at Warner Park. At Lions Park, we have to put power at each pole at the skate park. We have two poles there. We're going to need to add power at the bathrooms, and we're going to have to add power at the concession stand. So that those come up to $8,000 there. The transmission at the Garrett Park hasn't been quoted out. I haven't been able to get somebody out there. I'm guesstimating about $10,000 on that one. Since things have changed now, Kurt said that we may be able to do that with our backer and do the trenching out there ourselves. So that would be a great thing, and that would, we wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 or, you know, whatever the cost would be there. So that may be a benefit to us as well. The switches are something I didn't have on our last meeting. So that's going to be switches at each location. That's going to help us manage from what we have currently here is Meraki switches. So that's Meraki switch at every location, including an upgraded Meraki switch in the City Hall side and on the police side. The reason we need switches there is because we're putting so many cameras, so we need to connect those in. We don't have that many ports on our switches. So switches here at the IDF, sorry, and at the, on the MDF on the other side as well. And that includes each part as well. So the rack and cabling, that's for each part. It's about $7,000. And then we talked about doing the point-to-point with five. That's the 44,600. And then the on-the-wing costs are 800 a month for that. So total and the trenching and the power and the rack and cabling and the point-to-point is 132,000. So you can see that infrastructure cost. Getting the infrastructure in the park, that's, you know, getting the rack and cabling at each location. And then the ongoing costs are the from bike, right? So that's the connection to the park is going to be the 800 a month times 12 is 9,359. The visual and software assurance, which means we can upgrade the software every year or whenever they come out with new software, that's 872 annually. So together, those are 10,231. We had a current budget of $60,000, and the total for all of this is $407,428.02, and then so the ARPA would be the $347,428. And then the annual going forward, so just as a note, next year we'll have to pay $10,231 annually. So with that, I'll take your questions.
With, not a question, but maybe something to ponder on.
I asked that question as well. If time willing, yes, we can do it.
So potentially you might be looking at another $10,000 on top of this 407, or are you including the $10,000?
I'm including the $10,000 in 407. So I think this is total cost. I don't think there's any hidden cost here. That's why it's so high. I think there's potential to shave off the cost.
There's trenching for the 17,500.
Thank you. one of those ideas.
How long are the directions that you vote?
From what? From where?
For one or.
So for me? For me, yeah.
Are you going to be tradition of yours? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I have no idea what was said there. Or in the ground. Yeah, I don't know. We need to get wiring to the camera at the.
What's the install date?
That I don't know. They can't tell me the install date. I don't know. Install date.
How long ago did it install?
I tried to get that out of them, and they said 3 to 6 months. And that's because their suppliers can't tell them. And I said, okay, can you
well, give me... Well, 6 months, we're going to be out of the ground.
And I said, can you give me a definitive date? Okay, let's say the parts arrive in 3 months. Are you going to be able to install within a month? And they said, yes, within 30 days. So, that's the best I could get out of them. They didn't put it in writing, but No, there's a lot of people. There's probably 8, 9 different folks. I emailed almost all of them and got a response from one.
So what is that?
I did get
the contract. They have to be. They have to go by the state contract, and they have to there's a certain amount they can charge.
Yeah, the pricing is all bidded out and all that stuff.
I was just wondering.
The honest truth is, I've been contacting these folks since November. I mean, multiple different vendors, and no response. And if they do respond, they'll say, "Yeah, we'll get back to you in a week." And they don't. And I'll respond in a week and say, "Hey, where are we at? Are you guys gonna respond or not?" And no response. So I've been hounding these guys over and over and over and over. I don't know. This seems like a pretty big project to me. I would guess people would be jumping on it. But that's not what I mean.
This is one of many big projects that would come to
that. Out of the
country. Just finding it out right now, that's holding a lot of people back.
Yeah, one of the biggest things that I was going to say is the $264,000, he called me along with more. By July 1st, the prices are going up. So we do not.
So we need to jump on that.
Yeah.
We're not going to see that growing in the future. If you're going to have to see this thing skyrocket, I think it's even something that we're going to talk about.
I agree. So for 30 cameras, 164,000, I have this year's app. So I have 132,000.
Well, it sounds like they might be able to shave some of that now.
I hope so.
This is something that the information we provided us
you're missing the switching, you're missing the ratchet cabling.
That's not in our presentation.
Yeah, I didn't include that. There was no special attachment. I just wanted to include the bigger one.
So you don't have switching?
I have it. I just didn't include it.
The total is right, and you don't have every part listed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, the switching will have to come out of national contract. which is, that's what we get our switches from, which is, again, state contract. We get that from the CDWG. And so it's just a quote they sent me.
So I just have one more question.
Yes.
So the $264,000 for the camera, what's the launch on?
They have one year mark limit. The end of quote is we purchased 15 lenses for them, or the glass, because I assume they're going to be vandalized or dirty after a while, and we're going to go through this.
So a 1 year warranty, but what is the lifespan?
I would say 5 or 7 years. 7 years being the long. 7 years, I think the technology is going to change massively.
5 years, your technology is going to be challenged.
Yeah.
7 years, you're going to be putting more money into operation and maintenance.
Yeah.
And then the capital work. I mean, when you start working out there,
one of the things we put in our budget is $20,000 per year to save for upgrades in the future.
So, I just have a question for you. So, since you guys are actually the ones that's watching me, have you seen these cameras?
No, I haven't. Abe had this at the hat. He'd come over and look when we had the
outside. Yeah, he's good with, they're going to be the one watching them.
Yeah. The other thing this system also does is access control. So, if you ever want to upgrade your badge system here in this building, do that in the future. That's not included in the price, but it's upgradable to that. Also, we can upgrade cameras if you wanted to put cameras anywhere else. We can set that to the system and we're good to go. So it's an upgradable system. The at Kiwanis Park, when we're talking about fiber, we're not putting Cat 6, we're putting fiber in to each camera, so that's gonna last us a long time. So the infrastructure is going to be long term, not short term.
So the budget time I asked Terry Clinton what he was spending on when we did our roundtable budget, what he was spending on repair of vandalism and tagging. And he said you put in his budget, you did it again this year, put it $5,000, and he said he was blowing that out of the water before the half year mark. And I don't know if I'm quoting, I might have to go back and listen, but he mentioned that he was blowing that budget out of the water this year. And so if Blue Sky, if these things are monitored and we're able to start catching these people, and we're not going to stop the damage right then, but hopefully it's a big enough deterrent. Now with the DC, do you think we're going to have that deterrent when these guys realize they can't go into the parks?
Well, the first thing you're going to see is displacement. They're going to move. Yeah. And so then we have to be able to react to that. And we might have some systems to catch up with that. But as far as also helping, the restitution needs to be more and more, I would say, when we catch these guys and we can get into court, the restitution without this. We're talking 13, 14-year-old kids.
There was a lot of work to be done in these parks, like mowing grass and pulling weeds, and actually parks and wreck and really love that. I'm serious. They shouldn't be working for the city if they're just throwing shit across it.
Utilize like that to defray the cost of city employee time and have the juvenile department aim the size of the bat and then get paid that.
So I brought that up as a potential feedback. I don't think that those cameras are going to completely pay themselves back ever in any lifespan that they have, especially in the 5 to 7 years. But you do see some return on investment. It'll put a little bit of overall cost in it at that time.
So let's go over the 5 to 8 years over time. How are we going to do this?
So we have, Abner mentioned, $60,000 that we have in this year's budget already set aside. Then the remaining $347,000 and change would come out of the ARPA funding.
It's got about to be about 3 years.
We haven't spent much.
It's been $134,000. $34,000 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So we had that, and we spent $30,000 and $12,000.
Get it.
That's right. It's not here yet. It'll likely come next month. So if we okay this tonight, we'll have spent under half. About a third? About just under half of it. Does this include tax?
Not that 264 would have tax on it still.
The 264 would still be taxed.
But it's a total of full tax, right?
Yeah. That's not including tax, sir.
Oh, it doesn't.
So, yeah. So we need to
tax it. 264 says plus tax.
Yeah. So we pay tax on materials and labor, or just materials? And I ask that because as a quasi-government municipal utility, the East District, we just pay tax on approvable taxable materials, meaning that contractors have to provide a receipt showing the amount of tax.
Right.
That booger comes pay
all the time. The only, we're taxed just like everybody else, with the exception of streets. We don't pay taxes on the street. Yeah.
So you could easily calculate
the tax. Well, yeah, so that 407 with the 8.2% tax would be just under 441. So if we said 441,000, that would be this plus, it's 440,837. So.
That's the number again.
440,837.
See, we're all thinking about it as a way to catch people in the back doing something that's remedial or whatever. But it also provides a sense of security. Like a young man like yourself and a young kids that are playing with the bus, it's something that could happen. You would have that surveillance to help you, you know, right? Right? Like that. It's also a security for the community, one of our parts. And if we get pushed down for having a pistol shell in the lake, well, then you're law abiding and you get it from a higher.
No, I'm all for the camera system. It's just that $132,000.
It's a crazy.
I don't think that's a bad cost of the camera. I mean, 38 cameras for $260,000. $134 on 4 cameras. So I got no complaints on that price.
Okay, so you get down to the point where you're going to ask for a motion.
Yeah.
You made a discussion. We're looking at
$441,000.
Well, I think we should let them calculate the tax and not.
Yeah.
Well, if we if if we calculate the tax right now and we're off by $2, then we gotta bring it back for. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The form of the motion is kind of, it's giving $264,000 from now, plus tax, comes from the unemployment. Next, it's asking for us to approve the equipment for $3,000.
That's all that our question.
So, does the $3,364 add up to $407?
No, we've already, it comes up to the $347,428.
We've already.
$1,000.
So the remaining balance will come out of the budget. So we're approving to enter into contract, which that's a function of council, and then we're taking the door. So we are at all the agreement, we are approving the tax on the $264. But the total can be more like, you know, $290.
It'll be another $21,000-$22,000. Yeah.
$285.
Yeah.
But I'll make a motion, I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the camera system 305 in the amount of $264,096.17, plus tax.
I'll make that, I'll second that.
For discussion, or clarification?
Aye.
I can get the second there. Gina, second.
Tom Carroll, are we gonna do anything, you may have mentioned of trenching? Are we gonna do anything with $3,000?
I think for the $3,300, and then the last time we came through and shaved that down.
Yeah, well, I will be front to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't wanna.
No, I think we'll keep.
I'll make a motion to approve the equipment and work that needs to be done with the camera system function in an amount of $3,334.
Aye.
We're still getting that one short on motion.
$264.
We have.
$3,000 approved in.
Yeah.
So if we can approve in the end of the contract.
I thought we were approving the contract to buy the cameras and have it work then.
We did.
Okay, we only approved $83,000 for the work.
Because there's $50,000 already in the budget.
But that hasn't been, but we have approved that for them to do that work.
That's just a financial pool of money that's already approved and earmarked for the cameras. We've approved the contract amount.
This is, okay, so think of it this way. This expenditure was approved in the budget at $60,000. But it's gonna cost a lot more than $60,000, which is unbudgeted.
Right.
So we are coming back to the council to say, okay, we wanna overspend by, and we're giving.
So we're approving the unbudgeted.
But we never approved this contract. All we did is approve when we did budget, all we did is approve $60,000 for the budget. Four cameras.
Do we need to do an approval for the contract with our?
No, because we have to, he's already spent $60,000.
No, it doesn't.
But it's.
It's in the budget.
But this, not for this contract.
What do you say, if there's no, we didn't make a motion to approve the contract with our?
So if the contract hasn't been approved, I'm gonna call the land and call Kelly.
Sorry, I'm gonna be cut.
No, I'm gonna wait to, somebody to call on me.
So, the money was approved, well, the project was approved at $60,000. So the project has been approved, and it's the allocation of the money for project that is council, you know, asking, the mechanics of how we go about doing this is generally within the executive. They would get the,
they negotiate the contract, they'll do the bidding. This is not a situation where the specific contract needs to be specifically approved by council. Because the project has been approved. There's nothing wrong with bringing a motion to approve the contract, though. You can do that, and that's fine. But the primary reason for coming to council tonight is the authority for the extra dollar, also to inform council of how the contractor was selected through the state program, because they were done the bidding, so now we don't have to go through a competitive bidding process. So I'm comfortable with the way the motion would come down that the city doesn't have the authority to do that. For example, if I had during budget season had council said, let's move it on the budget up to $500,000 for Andrew, and we're clearly going to be under $500,000, right? We wouldn't necessarily, or we in the executive branch and staff, wouldn't necessarily have to come back to council to have approval of this contract according to the project, including the approved and the money before it's been allocated to cover the project. So the city staff could proceed forward without any council. So what necessitates coming back to council right now is the need for more money. Typically, though, how the executive has operated in the city is that they come to council with a contract after an amount was budgeted, the council informed, and whatnot. There's nothing wrong with it. Motion previously embossed the contract. We bought the council approving it, but it's not always necessary. And this is one of the situations where it's
not. And these are multiple contracts, correct? Now, none of this would be multiple contracts. You're not signing a general contract and having that sub out, trenching and cable pulling. The city's going to handle it again to each one individually.
Right. And it will be on the consent agenda on after this is approved. So we'll just put them on the consent agenda because they're smaller contracts that have already been approved, or the announcements have already been approved by council.
I guess our plan is that we'll discuss this with our public works director and see what can they reasonably give the public works department to mitigate some of its costs so that it doesn't cost as much. The thing that happened is that it all subbed out is sort of costly.
If I could say one more thing, just as an example, so say the infrastructure, trenching and whatnot, say it was going to be very expensive and the city had to go through, even though the money's been approved, the city had to go through the traditional competitive bidding process, contractors do that work, then we can let the CDW contract. But once the CF goes through that process, then that contract, the high bidder would have to be presented to council along with the information, and then council would, make the decision whether to award the contract or not. But that's what is required through the public bidding process. But the idea market is going to accept that process.
But the work being done isn't the contract. Those are individual contracts.
But there's certain thresholds. Not every public work contract has to be bid out competitively.
Right.
They bid on the amount. What I've heard is that the equipment, which is the bulky expense, which is the switches and cables and whatnot, correct me if I'm wrong, is the bulk of it, and that's already something that is being purchased through a state contract, which is outside the competitive bidding process. But it sounds to me like what you did is about 20-30 grand to the work.
Yeah.
And they need separate projects, different parts. We have to take a look at that, but most likely, I just put off memory here, something I would double check. But most likely, those are going to be a small works roster projects or camera SD projects, something along those lines where we don't have to do the full one. Formal competitive bidding process. But then we will take a look, and we always do. We take a look at that, at those situations, and then determine
something that needs to be approved by council, if this specific contract is in bidding process or not, you know, we're really looking at that. So, I mean, it's a good question. We seem to be talking to council anyway. So, you know, nothing really happens that I can get to know about it, but it's a good discussion on technically what to the form of the motion needs to be. And here, honestly, my opinion is we don't need to have a motion to approve the specific contract, to approve the amount, and the contract will be entered into, and will be entered into through the appropriate process.
Yeah. Yes, I would need to know the contract.
So Abner was bringing up a point about a cost increase July 1. Do we have authority now to pull the trigger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're good. So before.
Abner?
Yes.
Get your shovel out, buddy. We'll save a bunch of money.
You got it. All right, I'll call you.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now we'll move to item 4B, which is executive session.
Majority was between
11 even. So that's just the people slowing down and not knowing what time it is, and then we go, you know, say after 10, you have to stop, and then they do. Of the people that we talked to and either educated them on the ONC, none of them were repeat offenders. And so once they got the information out, it seemed like it had helped better. One of the things that our officers started doing last year that we've never done before is when we had a neighborhood that was very active regarding fireworks, and let's say it was after 10 p.m., they went around with their PAs on the, with the PAs on the patrol cars and just said, hey, it's 10 o'clock, I'm shutting down. And it seemed to slow some things down. Yeah. As far as our strategy this year is first officers present and target patrol. So this week, and heavy on the fourth, big time, is we have as much staff as we can in the nighttime hours, and then also during the daytime and all throughout the week. There's no vacations going on that other than that, if you know what's happening. And then on the 4th of July, is we call it Red Day. It's actually in their CPA that everybody works that day. And so that is happening. As many officers as we can right there. We're going after, as far as we want compliance first, voluntary compliance, and so that builds with information, public information. We're going to do that via Nixville and Facebook, and Tanya's been really helpful with that, and so has Emily. But there's some really good videos out. That got very well received last year. Park patrols, that's one that we will do, and that is a zero tolerance for me, is fireworks in the park. And so if that is actually in the ONC, so that's it. That's an automatic. Now, the tickets that are written are civil infractions, and they can only be issued to people over the age of 16. So if you're a 15-year-old firing out fireworks, we can't write that person the ticket. However, our ONC allows us to write the parent or the adult who is not immediately supervising them, and that would have to receive the citation. And that's in the ONC also. So, and we have documentation of calls for service and documentation of contact. So our dispatchers have been directed that even if somebody calls and says there's fireworks going off at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk, wherever that is, to generate a call for service, because every call deserves a reasonable investigation. It might be that 12-year-old firing off, which is a violation, disregarding what time of day it is. So at least our officers can respond to that. So I think our data is better now because of that, rather than the idea, well, it's legal right now in the hour of the day, so don't document it. Well, that's not where we're going on. It was a call for service. It deserves a reasonable investigation. So we're doing that. The civil infraction. So in ONC, it says not punishable by not more or not to exceed $500. So in the electronic ticket system that we use, it's called Sector. We look at that under OMC for Federal Municipal Code through our district court for violation of 516.070. The officer of the court administrator issued a $1,025 fine, is what they would suggest on that. That's off a sliding scale that they use, that it really we have very little control over, even though that's the ONC gives us the $500 limit. Our court will accept paper tickets, the old style press hardcore copy type tickets, and if we write $500 on them, they're going to honor that, because that's what our ONC says. And so I just want council to know that's our intent right now. I think $1,000 ticket for possession of fireworks.
So how does that work? Your electronic ticket, you write an electronic ticket,
mm-hmm.
and even though our LLC says not to exceed $500, they write $1,025 ticket anyway.
Because we report the ONC to district court, who then provides the documentation to the administrators of the court in Olympia. They look at it and go, okay, court fees, cost fees, blah blah blah, and they look at that. Here's the $500, and they go to. For the fine to be $500, and not just to pay for itself, it needs to
reach this much.
Oh, so that includes all the fees in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our ticket's almost $500.
Right.
All their fees.
Right.
But I think it would be, you know, if we go to court, and we had a couple contested last year when we were writing these tickets, where the ticket, you know, was written, let's say, for $1,000, and he gets an attorney to look at this and says, only $500. You know, so our court then automatically goes, we're just going to do it. Because that's what the only thing says. So that's what our deal here is for voluntary compliance. That's what we reach for information out as far as accurate information when we use and all that of fireworks through Nextel, Facebook, and all. Targeted patrols in areas that we reasonably suspect any kind of dangerous activity, extra officers on the floor, and when warranted, when we do issue a citation.
I do really like the fact that you guys go through the neighborhood with the PA too.
Yeah, that's something the patrol came up with themselves last year.
That's awesome.
You know, and they noticed right away that, you know, it made a difference. So that's what they're trying. They're going to continue that. And again, since this is just a civil infraction, I only need a preponderance of evidence, and that's something I talk to them. You walk up to a house and there's warm debris, you know, in the driveway, they're overboard. The neighbors when called in saying they're shooting it over here, you know, and we knock on the door and they say it wasn't us. All I need, I've got it already. Mm-hmm. I'm going to win that. You know, so I just destroy the ticket, you know, that you register that. So sometimes we're looking for a change of behavior, that's the ticket for it. Warnings do work.
Well,
but,
and you have a couple of those that go out, get that kids around town, and people are launching them off, looking for getting $500 ticket.
So that's what we plan. Any questions?
Oh, we have lots of stuff out on Facebook and with the information on the hours and
time. We'll start getting information out by tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. And the OSC is more restrictive than RCW. So the law says this. RCW might say something, but our own is more restrictive than RCW. So
we're not allowed to do that.
Question? I just want counsel to be aware.
Yeah.
Another unfinished